January 2018 is the 119th anniversary of the Ode to Newfoundland's first public performance. To honor the occasion, Ansel Warren's music class at Lake Crest performing the Ode.
My name is Sophie, and singing the Ode to Newfoundland makes me feel really proud because the words in the song really represent all the hardships that Newfoundlanders had to go through.
And what's it like singing it on the week of its anniversary?
I think it's really cool to be singing it on the week of the anniversary because I didn't know it was the week of the anniversary, so that just makes the song so much more special.
Hello, I'm Chiamaka. And the Ode to Newfoundland makes me feel really happy that I live in such a beautiful province and there's so much peace here. It really makes me feel safe here, and it makes me feel that I can communicate with everyone because we're all so friendly to each other.
My name is Elliot, and the way I feel about the Ode to Newfoundland is happy and glad people live in it.
Singing it on the anniversary, it feels really amazing, and it feels not real.
I'm Elizabeth, and I think the Ode to Newfoundland is important to me because it's important to remember that we're Newfoundlanders as well as Canadians. And singing it on the anniversary, I think, is really important so that we remember, just like in the line where "once they stood, we stand," that to appreciate the people who were, you know, stood here before us.
Hello, my name is Nina, and I think that the Ode to Newfoundland is a great way to represent our heritage and that everyone can be able to show pride in their province.
So my name is Rui, and I'm actually from Scotland. So when I hear the Ode to Newfoundland, it reminds me of how kind and welcoming everyone here is and how grateful I am to live in such an amazing place.
Thank you to everybody. Bye.
To those who traveled here or were born here, their Newfoundland home is a unique part of their identity. Although it is raining outside, in the music room, this song fills these singers with joy and pride. For KQ News, I'm Melissa Wong.